participating in a contemplative practice. Today's contemplative practice is the prayer of examen. How do we become more aware of God's presence in our lives? How can we be more attentive to the loving messages God sends us? What should we do with difficult relationships, challenges at work or in school, or feelings of anxiety? If you've ever asked yourselves questions like these, then perhaps you too are searching for a way to connect with God, with God's loving guidance on a more regular basis. At the heart of the Jesuit Christian spirituality is a prayer practice called the examen. Jesuits, and now many Christians of many denominations, practice this method of prayer once or twice a day. Ignatius of Loyola, founder of the Jesuits, advised people that if they could not pray in any other way, they could at least pray the examen. Essentially, the prayer of examen is a practice that helps us become more attentive to God's presence and actions in our lives. It also helps us to consciously reflect on and acknowledge the events, experiences, and feelings of one's day. During the examen, we are invited to take a few minutes to review what has happened over the last 24 hours, recognizing the graces and blessings, and learning from the challenges and problems. The examen is a meditation on your day. It is a chance to notice God acting in your life and in your world. Christians believe that God is already active in our lives, and that we simply need to take the time to notice in order to cultivate a life rooted in gratitude. Noted Catholic priest, scholar, and spiritual writer Henry Nouwen said this about the discipline of gratitude. Gratitude goes beyond the mine and thine and claims the truth that all of life is a pure gift. In the past, I always thought of gratitude as a spontaneous response to the awareness of gifts received. But now I realize that gratitude can also be lived as a discipline. The discipline of gratitude is an explicit effort to acknowledge that all I am and have is given to me as a gift of love, a gift to be celebrated with joy. So, as we now begin the prayer of examen, I invite you to get comfortable in your seats. Close your eyes and take a few long, deep breaths. As you continue to relax into your breathing, remind yourself of God's loving presence through an intentional touch. You may want to bring your right hand up to your heart or mark the sign of the cross on your forehead or give yourself a gentle hug. Whatever movement you choose, let it be a reminder to you of God's unconditional love for you, and then relax your body again. When you are ready, take some moments to review the last 24 hours of your life quietly in your mind, beginning at 10 a.m. yesterday. Where were you? Who was with you? What were you feeling? What were you doing? What were you thinking? Slowly and graciously recall each hour, as if you are watching a motion picture in your mind. Take a few more minutes in silence to review and linger in any of the moments that seem particularly important to you, no matter how ordinary they seem. When you are finished reviewing your day, ask yourself, for what moment in the last 24 hours am I most grateful? once you have discovered your moment, reflect on what made that moment so special and be grateful for it. Ask yourself, for what moment today am I least grateful? What made it difficult? Once you have identified this moment, don't judge it or try to fix it or wish it away. Let God accept you as you are. Finally, give thanks for the last 24 hours of your life, for its gifts and challenges, and for God's presence with you through it all. Take a few more deep breaths. And when you are ready, slowly open your eyes. We will close our Sabbath time today by singing hymn 829.